can't call you Corey Shroom.
Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Sex Talk. I am your host, DJ Pornocticon, and we have a very, very special host, special guest in the studio tonight. We have John from John Cam Live. John is a internationally known internet celebrity, and he's here with us tonight to share his fabulous insights on relationships, being an international artist / technologist, and really what it means to be fully human. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, everybody. I'm glad to be here.
And with me also in the studio are my special friends whose insightfulness is matched only by their beauty, Lance and Juan Pablo. Welcome.
Hi.
Great.
Welcome. And also, I want to say a very special hello to our internet friends. This is the show. We have a very special technology being enabled in the show. We are actually simulcasting in video to John Cam's site, which you can get to, I believe. What's the URL, John?
The address is www.johncamlive.com.
And at that address, you can see all of us in the studio and experience what we look like in the flesh. So, and also, if you go to the John Cam chat room, which I believe you can get to off of that site. How's that image looking, by the way?
Fabulous.
It's always fabulous on John Cam Live.
You can see us, you can chat with us, and you can interact with our very highly trained chat room technician, Matilda, who is... say hello to Matilda.
Hello, everyone.
So you might even be able to issue DJ Pornopticon commands.
Absolutely, and we already have a... We're supposed to tell you that the Mark boys say hi.
The Mark boys, hi.
Mark boy, thank you for listening to the program. Wow. So I'm sorry for starting late, but what happens is what usually happens when I have a guest as powerfully sexual as you, John, is that I'm unable to contain my own desires, and that's why we had to start late. We had some business.
You were unable to concentrate on the detailed technical preparations that are required for a show of this complexity. Correct.
That's exactly right, and so we apologize for starting late, but I want to warn our viewers we'll also be ending late because we've gotten a special dispensation from
the FCC, in fact.
To run. So keep your radio tuned to the station, and as always,
give us a call if you want here at 621-9728. That's 412-621-9728.
And keep the love flowing, John. let's get right into it.
Okay, let's jump right in.
So since you were on last time, numerous things have happened to you. You've had many special John Cam adventures.
Yes, I have. That's true.
I was actually surfing to your website myself, and I don't mean to put you on the spot, but it seemed that you had made this little trip to Chicago, which where you met some very special people and put them on your camera. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure, I'd love to. Actually, when I was here last time, we spent most of the conversation talking about why people watch me and what I don't do, at least as far as sex goes, and what the fascination is. I'm not here to retract and say, well, now that's not true. But yeah, sex does happen, and sex did happen in Chicago. And it kind of happened in a group sort of way.
On camera.
On camera.
So we're not talking about a retraction so much as a growth then.
Sex does happen, and sex did happen. See, I'm a little confused by that. I mean, maybe you're, powerfully attractive and at the prime of your life and the prime of your looks, and I'm just like old and ugly. But when I go to Chicago, I never get laid. Nothing ever happens. I go to my hotel. They're like, they grudgingly give me my key, and then I spend the weekend, watching the Disney Channel. What do you have that I don't?
Number one, I have a webcam.
But DJ Pornopticon has his own radio show. Not just a radio show, a radio sex talk show. Surely that counts for something.
You would think so. I'm actually also, by the way, I just want to point out to my people who are listening on the internet, my head is not normally that elongated and freakish looking. I've got this kind of... I was looking at my head, and it looks like this sort of stretched James Vanderbeek kind of... You know the guy from Dawson's Creek who has an abnormally large head?
Bad allergic reaction today, DJ?
I didn't think so. I did take all my vitamins, but I look really strange on the webcam. I'm far more attractive in person.
Some have said sensuous.
But back to John, since he is, of course, the topic of the show. So, your trip to Chicago, was it business or pleasure?
It was actually a combination of both. My original goal, as every time I travel, is I'm looking for a new place to live. I love Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has a lot to offer, but it's a big world, and I really need to do something different. And as far as John Cam goes, I see it as a realer, real world. And for me to move to a different city would be like real world Miami versus real world San Francisco. So John wants to move for personal reasons and for his website. So it was business, but you know, you always mix a little pleasure in there.
Well, speaking as a native son of the Midwest, I have to inquire, what did you think of Chicago?
I love Chicago. Of course, I always stay right on Halsted Street.
Halsted Street is the sort of webcam center of Chicago, or what?
Yes, it is. It's a gay central.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's unlike anything that we have here, or any other city really has. It's truly unique.
I mean, unique even in comparison to the large gay centers in New York and so on.
Correct, because when I was here last time, I had just gotten back from New York, and New York there are centers. However, Chicago, that is the center, and it's everything pretty much in one area, so it's pretty easy. You can just walk from place to place. You don't like the guys here, you walk down the street, and there's a new batch.
Yeah. So do they have, for example, nude strippers or guys on kind of giant lazy suits spinning that you can throw darts at? I mean, like, what's
Well, we did see strippers one night. I, believe it or not, I really don't enjoy seeing strippers. Not that they scare me or frighten me or they're not worth seeing. I would just rather go out and, I don't know, maybe I'd like to get the attention. So when there's a stripper, everyone's looking at the stripper, and I can't get a word in edgewise.
So how do you get the attention, John?
I don't know. It's different days.
Well, your life on camera makes you the center of attention in a sense, right?
Right. But that's only if people recognize me. Actually, when I was in Chicago, I met up with some friends of mine who also have a website, a webcamera site. They were telling everybody who I was, mm-hmm. and one guy all of a sudden got all excited, and he started saying, oh my God, you are John Cam Live. And I looked at him, and I said, well, we've been talking for 10 minutes. Didn't you recognize me? And he said, well, you look so much taller on camera. So, you know, I don't always get recognized because I use a wide-angle lens on my camera, not to deceive people, but it gets more of the action in, so I don't have to move the camera as much. I can move around more freely with a wide-angle.
So just as you look taller on camera, DJ Pornopticon's head looks taller, somewhat distorted, freakishly distorted.
So I was told.
So sad, though, the possibility of you leaving is to us because it means you could no longer appear as a guest on the show. What are the current handicapper's odds on your eventual destination?
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Sorry, so where are you leaning towards right now?
Oh, right now I'm leaning toward Chicago or Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah. Actually, Atlanta was my first choice about 5 years ago. I love Atlanta too, except that I really enjoy being in a city where you can walk around your neighborhood, and they just haven't got around to like inventing sidewalks yet in Atlanta. So I'm kind of hanging on waiting for that. But other than that, Atlanta's fine.
True, true. And in many of the parts of Chicago, especially on the north side, sort of a walking lifestyle is very
right, and that is also a very good way to meet men or women if you prefer, you know, depending on what you like. And you know, you meet people, you meet in the grocery store, you meet on the street, and it's a little bit easier than a city where you have to get in your car, like here or maybe Atlanta.
I see a flurry of activity by our chatboard operators. Anything going on?
Well, I don't want to interrupt the beautiful flow of interaction you're having. We're having a small problem with the Java applet over here in the control studio, Matilda. Mathilda, how are things going?
Things are going well now. We had a little breakdown, but we're back on the air.
Do you mind if I ask what happened?
Yeah, they're wondering if you could have some live action. they like to talk, but you know they want to see. Well, they want to see the goods.
What do they want to see? Ask them to request something.
All right, let me ask
from one of us.
I feel like I'm on a telethon, like I'm on a PBS pledge telethon.
Well, actually, it's unfortunate that we are a non-profit. Concerned because otherwise we could take money for various sexual
couldn't
services.
We raise money for some sort of endowment?
Well, are you referring to my own endowment?
Maybe we can raise money for your next trip.
Yes, that sounds like a lot of fun. Because John, actually, I'm supposed to go to Cancun in September. My friend in Chicago, who is actually now moving to California, is putting together organizing the guy cam, girl cam calendars. There'll be two separate calendars. The girls will do one, the guys will do another. And we're going to do, I guess, like beat shots, you know, kind of like the guys kind of GQ, the women, whatever the equivalent would be for that.
Well, speaking
taster.
Of beat shots, Mark Boy from New Jersey would like both of you to take your shirts off. And Super Fine says immediately. So let's get to it.
So who's both of you?
Well, so there's okay. numerous, there's numerous
well,
men and women
says,
in the studio.
Get those shirts off, guys. So I think they're referring to you.
So Matilda, computer Java expert, is it clear that the people in the Java chat room can also hear us in the radio? Or are they just experiencing this vicariously? I will take off half of my shirt. As an opening volley, I will show my left nipple, but not my right nipple. All right.
Using the time-honored principles of seduction by teasing the audience, I see DJ Pornopticon.
So this is actually my preferred nipple. It's years of biting has made it hard and protruding. It's also a little bit cold in the studio, so it's.
You don't prefer the sensitive, tender nipple.
I like my nipples hard enough to cut glass, basically. And
sounds like someone needs their own webcam.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about it. I just need to get a little bit more technology. And,
I think any listener to this show has known that DJ Pornopticon has needed his own webcam in the worst way for about 2 years.
Okay, they don't believe I'm really the monitor, so they want you to wave.
Oh.
Well, so the problem is that we have to hold our hands up for 30 seconds.
This is the universal way for me to prove that it's actually me in the chat room. They will say, wave. And then, but this is how they start. It starts out wave. Then it's like, well, okay, if it's really you, take off your shirt. If it's really you, pull down your pants. And that's the way the game goes.
If it's really you, send me a check for $8,000.
Some of our internet people can't hear, so I'm going to have to describe everything. So.
Okay. It already flashed.
Well, which nipple is harder? You're only showing one. Okay.
Are we waving it? Is it clear?
I'll see if they can see it.
So the three-way in Chicago?
Yeah, so you brought the webcam to Chicago.
I brought the webcam to Chicago. Mm-hmm. And I let it run in my room the whole time I was there, even when I wasn't on camera. Mm-hmm. I took it out onto Halsted Street. I broadcasted live before the Gay Pride Parade. I took it to a club in Chicago. We mm-hmm. were there. I got there about 6 p.m. for happy hour, and we stayed until 2. And it was just a lot of fun. Everybody was really receptive to it. Everybody loved it. I did get laid, and it was a happy thing. Yes, I have to go out of town to get sex.
So the people that you met that eventually became part of this threesome, they were people who were fans from the website?
No.
Oh.
No, these are actually people who have had a website longer than I have had, and it was very picture-heavy. And then they started a webcam after my webcam, and they sent me an email about my webcam, but they didn't know that I already knew about their website just from, you know, browsing on the internet.
Oh, I see.
So I thought it was kind of, you know, ironic that I already knew who they were, and they had written me a letter to praise me. So when I was there, I contacted them, and we all got together.
Well, that situation seems so confusing, the only possible response would be sex.
Yes, sex. And his site is called nakedtony.com.
Naked Tony.
Well, does that make you want to up the ante from merely John Cam to
John Naked Cam?
Yeah,
John,
well, yeah. You know, here's what I like to here's what I like to say. I love my website. I love it the way it is. I love the people that I meet. I have a great time with it. I cannot get a real computer job to save my life. And whenever I go to get a job, people aren't embarrassed. They don't tell me I'm horrible for having John Cam Live, but nobody will count it as real work. And it's a very ambitious site. Uh-huh. I'm always adding new things. I'm experimenting now with short films. Mm-hmm. But whenever I go to apply for a job, they want me to be 100% proficient in Adobe Photoshop or something that I don't do all the time. Yeah. I'm more of a guy that knows a little bit about everything, which would be perfect for like a startup company, because I'm not going to be your graphics guy, I'm not going to be your tech guy, but throw me in there and I know a little bit about how to run the whole operation. And John Cam Live just doesn't seem to count as qualifiable portfolio material.
I mean, perhaps you could do something that was like John Cam Live, but about a less controversial subject, say, rotting tomato like, cam.
Yeah, I have thought about it. I'm in the process of working on it. It's going to take me a while because I'm trying to learn new software. The new media standard is Dreamweaver, mm-hmm. and I'm not real familiar with it, so I'm kind of plugging away at my own speed trying to learn it. But at the same time, I have to keep John Cam Live up and running, which takes a lot of time.
True. As an alien to this world, I'm surprised that this bizarrely interconnected network of webcam people can provide you with sex, but can't provide you with a job.
That's true. Well, okay, but I'm sorry. That was my point when I started to go on before. that, yeah, maybe John should just up the ante and be nakedjohncamlive.com and just become a membership site. Okay, I'm not going to do it, guys, but I should, and just kind of like go for that money, because I got to, I have to create my own work, because nobody's rushing after me to hand me anything.
I have to break in here for a minute and say that we would be remiss if we didn't point out that DJ Pornopticon is now topless.
See, we've had a, yes. Move over. And Corey, now we had a request
for
naked interviews now.
Naked interview. Wow, Andy Warhol's naked interview.
See, there's two dangers in having a naked interview on the air. The first is that you'll all become vividly aware of my own microscopically small penis. And the second is that...
Wait, DJ Pornopticon, if it's so microscopically small, how will we become aware of it?
Well, you'll become aware of it by its absence, by the tragic lack of, you know, a man-sized penis that would otherwise be in my crotch area. And secondly, what would happen if the beautiful flow of conversation were interrupted by John's and my mutual sexual attraction becoming so overwhelming that we just began fornicating right here on the couch here in the WRCP?
Wouldn't the hum of the love that dare not speak its name be music enough over the airwaves?
Well, perhaps you're right. Perhaps this is an experiment that should and must be performed.
It might be a first. I know that other people have had a first. They've lost their virginity on the internet. And they've given birth on the internet. Yes. And sex on a radio show could be another internet first.
Our chatboard operators are laughing without sharing with the rest of the class.
I'm wondering what the topic of the interview is, and I told them it was sex, hot, juicy sex. And they said, well, let's get it on.
Juicy. Who authorized you to use the word juicy?
Well, we were drinking juice. So
very good.
Appropriate. So the other thing is, I'm also feeling that you probably may have some of these issues. I don't know. The one issue that's preventing me from going whole hog, well, the two issues that are preventing me from going whole hog on the webcam is first of all, you know, what will my, when I finally do get my
groove on,
my management consulting job at an extremely, you know, conservative consulting firm, what will they think about all of the gay sex pics of me on the internet? I mean, won't that be, will that be a plus to them or a minus? I'm thinking more on the minus side.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
But there are so many people who are posting themselves nude on the internet, yes. not with webcam, not on their own websites, but just in Usenet and the news groups. It's like, but then again, maybe because I spend too much time on the internet, I see it as like more people are doing it than not, but that's my community. The internet is my community. It's my world.
Interesting.
It's a world where gay porn is almost the order of the day, rather than
well, not just gay porn, any
sorry,
type,
porn,
any
yeah.
type of porn, any type of porn.
And so
gay is just an added bonus.
So the other issue, John, is whereas you have like this firm, hard, perfectly toned body, I've let myself go, gotten a little flabby, and I'm just a little ashamed of what I've let myself come to. So, do I really want people to see me stretch marks and cellulite the way I am?
Certainly. You're a very handsome man, and I totally mean that. I'm not just saying that because you're going to invite me back possibly for another show. People like everything. If you present yourself and you're comfortable with your body, and this goes for anybody listening right now, if you feel sexy and you present yourself in a certain way, then you are sexy.
So
everybody has to be like me, and I don't want please, everybody, don't be like me.
So are you implying that if DJ Pornopticon were 700 pounds with a hair lip and a glass eye, that to many people he would be every bit as sexy and every bit as justified as stripping right down on the buff right
now? So you've never been to Alt Binary's Pictures Erotica Glass Eye? Okay, maybe that's an extreme example of the other direction, but even though I'm in shape and I like to stay in shape and I like guys in shape, sometimes I'm very aroused by just average-looking men.
Mm-hmm.
It's just they something about it's just incredibly sexy.
Really, that's in contrast to DJ Pornopticon, who often laments the fact that as he grows older, the favorite class of men that he's attracted to will slip farther and farther out of reach for him.
And that would be the pouty mouth 20-year-old boys.
The tragicopouty.
Tragically, excuse me, I forgot that.
Is the exact word. So. This does bring up an interesting point, though, because DJ Pornopticon has often expressed fear at growing old. Correct. But you seem to have managed the truck without a problem, right? Have you found your sex life appreciably changing?
Being that I live in Pittsburgh, I find I have no sex life.
Oh, okay.
I have a wonderful sex life with myself. I think masturbation is a great thing.
Yeah.
I do it many times a day.
Wait, wait, wait. Bookmark that. Continue.
I don't do that on camera. I might again someday, but I just don't want that to be the point of what I do. I don't want people to like say, oh, he's not masturbating, and then have a fit. I'd
go
rather
naked,
than
go naked. Keep screaming. They're screaming. Go naked.
Well, so what about the full frontal nudity? How's that working for them?
They like you.
Okay.
Yeah, Corey's cute. They'd also be interested in some
write him a sonnet. If you write DJ Pornopticon, like, an appropriate piece of poetry that will motivate him.
Right. So
they'd also like some websites.
They'd like some websites.
Of what you were speaking about, you said there's plenty of gay porn, and they'd like the website.
You can't swing a bat on the internet.
Sign up. Okay, I just added a mail. Oh, they could. Sorry, I'm getting the chat room mixed up with the radio media. All these different mediums going on right here. There are so many gay sites out there. Just go to any search engine and type sex or gay, and you'll get. That's all you have to type. Just type sex, and you know you can search for days.
But Duncan, back to my previous question. You have to remember that we're talking to two people here. We're talking to John Cam, the internet phenomenon, but we're also talking to John Cam, the man.
Right. Well, I'm John. Yeah. Okay. Right. It is two people. I kind of see it as one thing.
Yeah.
But John Cam, the man. Is lonely just like any person.
True.
I mean, I love my life. I wouldn't trade anything I've done for anything. But it's not, I don't know, I'm just a regular person. That's how I see myself. And other people see me, it's like, oh my God, it's John Cam Live.
Yeah.
But John, myself, without the website, is just a regular guy who goes to bed alone and wakes up alone and goes to work, and I'm still alone.
True. But who does go to Chicago for exciting three-ways?
I guess that would be John Cam Live.
Oh, do you feel yourself taking on that persona when you leave Pittsburgh?
Well, I suppose I do in a sense, because sometimes I don't want people to recognize me, and then I'll say that to myself, okay, I hope nobody recognizes me. And then if I'm standing around in a bar or if I'm out on the street and no one comes up to me and says, hey, you're John, then I get a little bummed out.
Yeah,
go figure.
True, but I mean, we are all men of contradictions, right?
Right.
So anyways, back to Chicago. Did anything else of interest happen?
Yeah, I entered a full moon contest at the Cell Block. The Cell Block is a very leather-intense bar on Halsted Street.
For our listeners, perhaps you should explain exactly what a full moon contest
is. Yes, and it was. Okay. Full moon, do you know what it is?
No, in fact, I don't know.
it involves pulling one's pants down and showing your buttocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I got up there to enter. I didn't want to be in the contest, believe it or not. I didn't want to enter it.
Sociologically, it sounds like the gay equivalent of a wet t-shirt contest, essentially.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I guess it can be, yeah. I didn't want to be in it. My friend that I was with kept saying, oh, come on, man, you can win. You got to enter this contest.
Yeah.
So after he, like, prodded me for 10 minutes, I finally said, okay, I'll do it. And I won, and I was surprised because it was a leather bar.
Yeah.
For those of you that can see me, I'm dressed kind of like I'm dressed tonight.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd win. I thought they'd want some, like, burly leather man to win. And I won. I got a $100 gift certificate for leatherware.
So, as one would expect. When you say leather man,
that's just a man who prefers the leather lifestyle, which would be wearing perhaps like chaps, vests.
I'm going to interrupt you for just a second because we've got a caller who's been waiting. We've got a special caller from New Jersey that we want to put on the air.
Oh, my
God. If it's working. And meanwhile, is the caller on the air?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, hi. Well, thanks for waiting and thanks for holding. And welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks. You know, I've been checking out this site, John Site, and it seems like he's either always on the phone.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you. Did you understand the question?
Something about you've been checking out my web. Oops.
I don't know. I can't tell which one it is, John. And I assume it was John who was talking about his experience in Chicago. Was it you, John?
You can't tell which one is John, and you assume
the camera's out.
Oh. The problem right now is that we're having numerous technical problems. Our video feed just went out, and we're getting that back on now. And I'm also having difficulty hearing you. I know this is unusual for us because normally technical problems go so smoothly. So did you say you're having problems getting the video, or you're having problems getting the audio, or what?
Well, I'm hearing the audio because I'm on hold on the phone, I guess. Right now.
Sorry, caller, could you speak up very loudly and very clearly?
Is this better? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't think my image is refreshing, but I got into the conversation when someone was talking about Chicago. And I didn't know if it was John, and I was just, I'm curious, this is the first time I've ever seen anything going on John Cam.
Well, Carly, we'll have to ask you to be patient for a while we work on the video problem and our, by comparison, minor audio problems.
Okay, the video's back on. Should we just chat about sex while we wait, or?
You would think, given the title of the show, that that would be what we would do, right? Question?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm curious as to what John's intention is with John Cam Live. Like, what is his purpose? Why did he set this up? What does he want to get out of it? Is he an exhibitionist?
Oh, okay. I was an exhibitionist before I started the camera, and I feel less like an exhibitionist now. It's just become a part of my life, so I keep doing it, and I enjoy doing it. It's the best. I love technology. I love computers, and I love my website, so I just keep doing it. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, well, I logged on earlier today, and I saw you were sitting there just staring at the computer, and I couldn't tell if you were watching the thread or what you were doing.
I was trying to learn how to use Dreamweaver today.
Oh, that's cool.
So you saw me actually working.
Oh, all right. Yeah, well, sometimes I log in and I see you doing that. But I guess you work in a restaurant or something, and I'm just curious, do people ever say, oh, my God, I saw you on the web naked?
That happened once.
You weren't embarrassed?
No, not at all. I mean, we're all naked under our clothes.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
We're all ugly behind our beauty, and we're all stupid behind our intelligence. You never.
And we're all bald under our hair.
Yes, exactly. Okay, you see, you can just go with that.
Well, Carl, let's turn the question back on you and ask, why the interest in John Cam's site?
I don't know. Maybe I'm a bit of an exhibitionist too, but I don't have a website like this. I don't think. I mean, I build websites, but I just couldn't have the nerve. It's too much. I'd be recognized too easily. It'll be embarrassing.
Well, you're not much of an exhibitionist then.
Well, I guess maybe not in your sense of the word. I mean, I couldn't. Well, at least not. I can't go that far. That's just
in the Russian sense of the word. What exactly are you referring to?
No, not Russian. In your.
No, sense, but I mean. Isn't my sense of the word the normal English language sense of the word?
Well,
is there some
guess,
other sense of the word?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's the wrong way to say it. What I'm saying is, for what I want to do, I just could never put up a website showing myself doing stuff like that.
But okay, do you have nude photos of yourself?
Of course.
Okay, then why don't you email me one?
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Cool.
Or you know, if you want to tell the entire audience where your URL.
Yeah,
is.
But but then you can't. Well, who cares? Everybody in AOL has seen it anyway.
People have been sending me nude photos of themselves for ever since I started this. So that's what we're going on. I'm going on my 15th month live. So I'm not going to post it anyplace else. But I just like to get to, you know, I like to get to meet people that watch me. So if you want to send me one, that's cool. If not, just write me a letter and say hi.
Oh, all right. So
okay.
All right. We'll do that.
And I'll be, you know, whatever. And you can ask me some more detailed questions. I'll be happy to answer them for you.
All right.
And I'll be happy to answer them now too.
Well, I mean, I don't want to monopolize the interview. So.
Well, what type of an exhibitionist are you? Like, do you like to like wear tight clothes when you go out? Is that your thing?
Well, I used to. Maybe I grew out of it. I mean, I don't. It depends on my.
You grew out of the clothes?
I didn't grow out of clothes. I mean, I just.
I was just teasing you.
I grew out of I guess wearing tight clothes. Maybe, I mean, I'm 28. Maybe when I was 23.
Oh, you're so young.
Do you wear loose baggy clothes, somewhat like a muumuu now?
No, I dress really conservative when I go out now.
No, but I understand what you're saying. It just took me a little longer to get over that phase.
Don't you wonder, like, what if mom sees?
I beg your pardon?
What if your mother sees?
Well, that would be a little hard for my mother.
Oh, is she?
She's deceased.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's not a problem.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, you know, those are things that I think about when I watch you. I'm like, this guy, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's one of those things you just see someone doing it, and you say, well, he's doing it. I guess that's enough. You know, and you just live through that.
No. So obviously you still live in the same hometown, right? I mean, you live where you're from. Your parents are there.
No. I'm from the Caribbean, man.
Oh, okay. Oh, so okay. We're back to talking about webcams. If you had your own webcam, then they might see you.
Well, if I had my own webcam, I think it would have been entirely different. I would have had to have been an entirely different person. I work in corporate America.
Okay. Because I kind of came out to my whole family with my webcam, even though they already knew I was gay, because we're Italian and we whisper horribly. Because it kind of came up. My mother was very nosy when she was living, and she found out that I was gay. I was young. I was scared. I tried to pass it off as being bisexual. And so when I learned how to do the webcam, I, of course, called my family, like, look what I can do, look what I can do, not really thinking that, okay, they're going to, like, realize I'm gay. But I was just more excited about that damn Java applet, okay?
But, caller, you mentioned that you worked in corporate America. John Kemp has expressed before that he desires to work in corporate America. It doesn't seem necessarily a conflict between that and what he does on the web.
You don't see a conflict?
I don't see a conflict.
Well, clearly there's a potential conflict, right? But
well, no, I mean, no one is not hiring me because of what I do, but to work on the internet, to do web design, they want a portfolio. The only thing I have for my portfolio right now is John Cam Live.
Well, I could design your site for you, John.
I beg your pardon?
I could design your site for you.
You're hired. When could you start?
Well, I mean, I don't think your site needs any more designing.
No, and actually, I appreciate that, but I have to do the work myself because if I get the job, I'm going to have to be able to reproduce anything that, you know, you do or I do. I'm going to have to be able to do the work.
Oh, well, maybe I can show you. I mean, where are you, in Pittsburgh?
Correct.
Yeah, I was there once, a long time, before the internet. Before
we still don't have internet here. We're
on a microwave uplink in Cleveland.
With two styrofoam cups and some string.
No, aside from that one little, you know, technical difficulty, it's working fine now. And I mean, I've logged on, and it's just, I don't know if it's just you sitting there not moving or if it's just nothing's happening.
No. So, Carl, you can see us now, and the updates are there, correct?
I see John with his legs crossed, was holding a red cup.
I have to apologize because DJ Pornopticon, the nominal leader of our show, has become so overwhelmed with sexual desire that he actually had to flee the room.
But, you know, we have a radio station here in New York. I mean, it's mostly straight stuff, and I imagine this radio station is straight as well, but they cater mostly to the heterosexual community, and they always have girls on, you know, getting undressed in the studio and stuff, and they post stuff to their site. And, of course, there's a whole lot of controversy here. I mean, they have something called WOW. Have you ever heard of them? One or two?
Don't get us wrong. We'd be extremely happy to have girls undressing here.
we would.
Well, I'm getting to a point here, and I'm wondering if it's something, I mean, because there was somebody on here, a moderator, and I typed in, oh, well, have them take off their shirts. And then nothing happens. So I was like, well,
okay, I'll take my shirt off right now.
All right, cool.
I'm sure. And I would like to point out that the people in the show do have some limited amount of free will left and are not blindly, robotically obeying the commands issued by those on the chat board.
Also, even though this is my site and I'm used to having the camera on me, I'm not used to radio, so I'm trying to, like, sit here like a good boy and speaking to my microphone.
Well, I see one guy just appeared out of nowhere, and
I just beamed in.
That's our very own magic man, DJ Pornopticon.
Yeah, but I don't. You're sure it's still on, John? I guess. So, but I mean, it was just something that, you know, we typed in just because it's kind of cool. You know, everybody's going wild on the site now. I guess it's just waiting. Oh, there we go.
Do you like? Oh, there we go. Okay, yeah, John. Yeah, John's doing John.
John, I have to say that with your firm pectorals and your hard six-pack abs, you really are all that. And in order to keep the
DJ Pornopticon, where's the bag of chips?
Well, that's probably further down. In order to keep this brinksmanship game going, I'm going to have to take off another article of clothing. And the people on the web have asked that I remove my shorts, and so I believe it's now time for me to do so. So you're going to reveal my fire engine red underwear. Oh, yeah.
Well, I think the update won't kick in for another 20 seconds. So those of you out there listening.
And when they're ready, I will see Corey and raise him one.
Who's going to take off their shorts?
You'll just have to wait to find out.
Oh, all right. I see. Okay.
The shirts are off. It's now just a matter of the update to catch up.
Well, we got a refresh. Like, yeah. It's cool. It's just like it happens. You're kind of like Linda Carter or something.
From Wonder Woman?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
You know, it just happens.
How am I like Linda Carter? I mean, this is for the audience.
It's like the classic Superman, like, dodge into the phone booth and then come out Superman, right? You sat down on the couch with shorts on, and then all of a sudden the shorts are on.
Actually, I believe Wonder Woman spun around and around and around.
Actually, although DJ Pornopticon did do that, however, the refresh didn't.
So, DJ John Cam, actually, have we exhausted all the possibilities of this caller? Because I do have a question for DJ John Cam, but I don't want to give the caller short shrift. Or, caller, have you answered all your questions, concerns, comments, and ideas?
No, I have a lot more, but I don't want to, I mean, I have tons more. I could always email John, I guess.
Okay, well, we're going to be on probably for another half hour or so. And so why don't we terminate our little conversation for now, and then I will probe John Cam about his
hooray
secret sexual life.
Yeah, but you need to let us know what's going on, you know? We can, what we see are, like, you know, jittery movements, so you could type in.
Oh, well, that's the job of Matilda, the coordinator.
True, but also, despite our best efforts, there hasn't been much going on. It's been mostly sitting and talking.
Well, see, if I stay on, I could provide some conversation.
All right, well. Call back later if you have additional questions, but I have to probe John's dark
Well,
psyche.
Well, thanks for having me on, and John, I'm going to send you some email. It's Markboy.
Please do, and thank you very much for calling. I really appreciate it.
And Markboy, actually, before you hang up, I'd like to actually, can I have permission to see your nude pictures as well?
No way. I mean, I don't want it all over, smeared all over the internet.
Oh, please. Look, I'm sitting here naked in my shorts. I mean, obviously there's a
you
level of trust here.
You can't be naked in your shorts. If you take off those shorts, I'll send you my picture.
It's a deal.
So you have to do it, all right?
Well, let's just hope that the refresh might not catch it, though.
I
got to see it, then.
Well, on the internet, the camera, like, my penis will probably take up just, like, one pixel on your screen, right? Because it's, like, too small.
Doesn't matter. You take off the shorts. It doesn't define.
Perhaps you should stand a foot away from the camera and then take off your shirt to J for an Optigon.
Well, that's interesting. I should have brought some sort of, like, filter that would actually, like, let us just do a Playgirl or whatever.
Or an enormous comic book magnifying glass to place over your crotch, right?
Interesting. All right, so thank you, caller. Thanks, Mark Boy.
All right, well, thanks for having
me. If that is your real name.
Thanks, bye.
Bye. I wonder, is there a Mark Man?
Interesting. So Matilda's microphone might be up again. I'm not really sure. Producer Kate, is the microphone active? And you will speak into your microphone this time, okay?
Oh, we have lots of things that have been going on, but I didn't have a microphone during the telephone call.
Interesting.
Right now, Corey is
DJ Pornopticon.
Very, very, very attractive to the audience.
Really? Really?
John, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to up the ante, I believe.
Well, see, now why is that? Like, look, this flab here, fat, and meanwhile, John's shaved, very sexual chest.
No, they like your hairy chest. They're very specific about that, and they also want to know your relationship. They're screaming what the relationship is.
Well, like Addie and what's his name on Moonlighting?
Filbert. Dave.
our relationship is merely one of sexual tension so far, and you know, it's dangerous to.
Mark Boy, our caller, has just said he's nervous about sending the picture. Should he send it? He's talking to the chatters.
Tell him that I never, ever, ever post anyone's photos or share them unless I have their explicit permission. And that's the truth. I don't.
And anyone who's listened to the show knows that DJ Pornopticon never, ever talks about sexual information others have told him in confidence.
That's my number one golden rule. My other golden rule is, never to shower except when the swim team is changing.
Oh, I like that rule.
So, DJ Pornopticon, last week, I believe, was a topic of discussion as to why things weren't going your way, to use a frustratingly vague euphemism.
You'll have to refresh my memory on that. You're referring you certainly can't be referring to my breakthrough computer science research, because I'm always having one innovation coming right after another in that area.
No, but we were talking to two young gay undergraduates at Carnegie Mellon, who seemed to swim in a virtual ocean of sexual intrigue, and you yourself wondered why you were not, part of this ocean of sexual intrigue, right?
And I still wonder that. Well, maybe JCL can.
True.
Can.
And perhaps some of the people on the chat board, if they have any suggestions as to how DJ Pornopticon can immerse himself in an ocean of sexual intrigue.
How can I improve myself? How can I become like you? All that. It's a question of protein powder and more Yohimbe root or whatever, or what's the key?
I'd have no clue, because since I started working on the computer 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for a year and blah, blah, blah,
I don't even go to the gym as much as I used to. I eat like an average person. I don't know what the secret is. Good genes. So I would suggest building a time machine, going back, picking your parents, and I don't know. I mean, you're a very good-looking guy the way you are.
But we're okay. Are we so shallow that we're only concerned with the physical form of DJ Pronosticon?
I found him attractive because I met him first just with his voice, and I thought his voice was very sexy. So,
as millions of sex listeners have called in.
So, I don't know. I mean, if you want, like, John's makeover tips, you know, like, could suggest a couple of things. But
yes,
I think you're
we want John's makeover tips.
Easy start, tanning bed, 20 minutes once a week.
I can't go that way. I cannot swing that way. It'll age me prematurely. I'll get wrinkled. Very bad for the skin. It's well known. DJ Matilda realizes that she's overly tan, and I'm a little bit worried about you a few years down the road.
She was also making the
I am lifting up the world Alice gesture.
What does that mean? Yes.
Well, it means I'm already wrinkled, you know. But this is real. This is not tanning bed.
Oh, so you were out in the sun.
Yes,
actually.
I got paid to look like this.
Interesting.
By whom? The Florida Department of Tourism?
Yeah, just about. Yeah. lots of money. Yeah.
For those of you who can't see, DJ Matilda has an exceptionally healthy tan that would put George Harrison
ironically healthy, although to me it screams out, this is damaged skin crying out for repair.
Check for moles and unusual growths on
skin. I could die tomorrow. I mean, you know, live it up. Like, take your pants off already. You know, they're screaming.
They're screaming. I'll take off a sock.
He's taking his sock off.
Okay.
Wait, it was your turn to take off.
Well, okay. Well, second thing, too, and I'll pull my pants down briefly and show the camera. To be sexy, one must feel sexy. To feel sexy, one must choose everything carefully, including one's undergarments, okay? So
the undergarments aren't working.
With that said,
implying that DJ Pornopticon's undergarments aren't carefully chosen?
So I'm wearing, like, generic Fruit of the Loom, like, you know, Bobby Brady underpants.
No, they're very nice and they work for you, but should I name brand names or not?
Oh, wait,
feel free.
Okay.
Maybe they'll send you a case of free merchandise.
No, I've already called them. They don't want to talk to me. But To Exist and Body are very erotic. They are the male equivalent of the bra. They lift and
separate.
Well, I started to say separate, but they lift and they just everything out. So
To Exist. Oh, that's how it's pronounced. I thought it was To Exist.
I'm wearing the old gay underwear that nobody wears anymore, Calvin Klein. But these were a gift from one of my viewers. So,
is that indeed the old gay underwear?
Yeah, Calvin Klein.
Oh my, Jesus, sweet Lord.
Wow. Nobody can say that John Kim did not come prepared.
Okay.
So I see both lifting and separating happening here. Now, it's too bad we don't have a 3D cam set, because you could really see there's both a horizontal and a vertical kind of element to the...
Oh, there goes the phone. See, this always works. This is how I do viewer call-in at home.
Oh, so by the way, if you do want to call in, we haven't mentioned the number in a while. It's 412-621-9728. If you're on campus, just the simple five numbers, 8 WRC.
Sure. And you can have a chance to talk to John Kim in his underwear.
If you're on campus, please come over and say hi.
Somebody's saying that he saw your undies before you left to come here.
Well, I did put them on at home on camera, I must admit.
Ah, true. Yeah,
I'd true. Like to know the freakiest thing that's ever happened to you.
John Kim Live.
That's the freakiest thing.
Oh, I don't know. You know, I've had so many freaky things happen to me in my life that as soon as the next thing happens, I kind of like erase everything else. I mean, if you sat down with me and like probe my brain, I'm sure I can come up with some stuff. But that's pretty freaky. When I was in Chicago, I was out with my friend Marty, and I stopped in to buy cigarettes. Marty had quit smoking, so he went over and started browsing pornography. I didn't like his taste in pornography. So
why didn't you like his taste in pornography?
Well, he's straight leaning toward bisexual. So he was looking at a magazine, was Men and Women, and I was like enjoying it with him until he got to the part where it was women, and then it was women and women. And I'm like, okay, I'll just grab my own damn magazine. So I picked up a magazine, I started flipping through it. It was called Skin Flicks, and there was a review of my website in there, and I had no idea they were going to be reviewing
Sweet
me.
Sweet sassy molassy.
Yeah, so I was like, so here I am in the middle of the store in Chicago, and I'm like, oh my God, Marty, I'm in this magazine. So, I mean, that was freaky. I mean, it's all freaky. It's all fun. It's all good. I love life.
Well, that is pretty freaky. Fame is a fickle mistress, but she can deliver.
Yes, and she did.
And so, do you think we're getting some kind of coded message from our producer? I don't know what it is. But in the meantime, can you actually? Oh, I would like to share with our fabulous listeners and with all of you across the globe. This is WRCT Pittsburgh, and
88.3 FM.
And we don't actually have to say that, but we can.
The Holy Spirit filled me.
So the question, John, is, I noticed that you were showing the front, but I think it's time for you to show your butt to the camera because
I just put my microphone back.
Part of the FCC protocol is to show both sides of the male physique.
Indeed, and there is a Christian radio station taping us, hoping for this sort of screw up.
Okay. I don't know how they're looking.
Oh my. Wow. So you actually have to stay in that position for 30 seconds until the camera gets it.
All right, someone let me know when it flashes.
Okay. So, meanwhile, do you feel like an object?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
I don't at home, but being here, you know, being like, you know, interviewed on radio, it's a little bit of a foreign environment, so it's a little different.
Well, I will take off my socks as a sign of
make sure to show the bottom of your feet.
Solidarity.
That's
right. Is that my good foot? I think that's my good foot.
Do we have buttocks yet?
No.
Well, objectified though you must feel, John, kind of being here, I would like to think that we are trying, perhaps as a service to your fans, to get beyond the myth and into the man, right?
Well, and that's, you know, certainly why I wanted to come back. I wanted to, you know, last time I did spend a lot of time saying there's no sex on my site and people just love to watch me brush my teeth. Well, yeah, they do, but, you know, you got to give them a little something.
True.
And I enjoy giving a little something.
The camera flashed, but I'm afraid it was a side view, so if you're happy to give that to the people.
Okay, we have, the butt has been achieved. Okay.
Butt-ho, as they would say.
All right. Sex.
So, well, you know where our interest lies. It's purely cheap titillation and
the purient interest.
That's right. Bordering, but not quite crossing the line over to obscenity. Special Pittsburgh area listeners and listeners across the globe, if you actually have a question for John Keim, for goodness sake, now is the chance for you to call us at 412-621-9728. For every call, I will remove an article of clothing.
and please call now while I'm still single. This offer will not last long.
Wait, I don't understand. What's going to happen that will render you non-single?
If I meet the right guy.
Okay. But it hasn't happened yet?
It has not happened yet.
So, I think your fans would like to know what would be the right guy.
I have no answer for that because it could be anybody. It could be Corey.
DJ Pornopticon.
Yes. AKA, I'm sorry. I don't know. It could be anybody. I like different people for different reasons. The right person just has to walk in and, like, I guess, deal with my baggage and, you know, deal with their baggage, and that's how it works.
So actually, I have two questions. First, what is your baggage? And second, I don't think we've actually carefully covered the whole Chicago threesome experience, which I think is the key to the show, the pivot
around which everything rotates.
Exactly.
All right. Well, my carry-on baggage would be John Cam Live. My check-in baggage would be my history. Sure. In the past, I experimented with stripping, some modeling, a few other things like that.
Stripping? What sort of modeling?
Different types, a little bit of nude modeling. I was supposed to be in a photo book, kind of like Madonna's erotica, but with average people kind of displaying their special fetish. But it was supposed to be what you're really into. And ironically enough, the photo that was taken of me was me masturbating in front of the computer. And this is years before John Cam Live. So that sort of thing.
You weren't one of the average people, right? You were one of the fantasies of the average person, right?
Well,
the book you said was a...
Oh, yeah, well, the book, everybody that was in it, whatever they were photographed doing was their actual fantasy or fetish.
Okay.
Like, if they were flashing the camera, they actually got off on flashing. I actually got off on sex in the computer,
But my question was, if it was really a book of average people turning to a leading webcam artiste and ex-model is not exactly turning to the average person, right?
No. But that was my thing. Like I said, that was my check-in. My carry-on baggage is John Cam Live.
Although I will say, your carry-on baggage, there are many people who would be glad to carry that for you.
I have to interrupt the airport metaphor now. As strong as it may be, because we have so many calls lined up that...
Do we need to pick up the courtesy phone?
We have to. The white courtesy phone is ringing, and we need to find our lost party. Hello, is there a caller on the air?
Yeah, it's Mark Boy.
Welcome back, Mark Boy. Thank you so much for calling back.
Hey, you know, I thought, you know, we had a deal. What's this? I thought Corey took off his socks.
The socks are off. Was that not good enough? Or you wanted the whole...
Wait, if I remember correctly, didn't the words, if someone calls, I'll remove another piece of clothing, pass your lips, DJ?
You don't have much left, do you?
Well, okay, I am actually... But I want to warn you in advance. I mean, I think I'm required by law to warn you in advance that, you know, my small penis is just a result of genetic factors beyond my control.
I thought it was due to... I thought it was due to the waste dump near your apartment.
Just take him off.
That's true. There is a Coke plant near my apartment, which I, you know...
And not the good Coke, not the tasty Coke.
That's right. The product that's involved in steel making. So years of breathing the toxic fumes have atrophied my tiny penis.
But given him a freakishly large brain.
Right. So, you know... As small as my penis is, I still have sophisticated knowledge of computer science, really. So
Mark Boy, was this the only purpose for your call, to appeal to the Purian interest?
Was it what?
They use a lot of big words here. I can't understand them either. Just say yes.
John, you need to take off your shoes. You're going to fall.
No, I'm sitting safely. Thank you.
True.
The underwear's going off.
My tray table's in its upright, locked position.
Little does he know the fire alarm's kicking in about 2 minutes.
The underwear is slowly peeling off for you web listeners.
Okay.
We've got some kind of code from...
I think we have another phone call.
Oh, okay. Well, Mark Boy, the underwear is off. And,
Is this a first?
Is this a first, actually?
This is the first...
Well, it's still... I don't...
This is the first video.
This is like just like Flea at Woodstock.
You know, if... Oh, okay.
Well, let's see if I can sort of fluff things up a little bit here.
DJ Pronopticon, are we going to have to talk dirty to you?
That's right. Well, you have to figure out what my sexual fantasies are, and it involves C++ and the computer programming language C++. And
our listeners won't be able to cope with that. Why don't we just say a sailor and a ball gag?
Well, James Vanderbeek and his giant head.
Is there something funny going on in the chat room?
Well, yeah, well, they're all going crazy because Corey took off his shorts. But Corey, you need to stand up.
Oh, crazy like a fox or crazy like Jeffrey Dahmer?
No, crazy. Everybody's just, you know, talking like all girls and going wild. But the microphone's blocking your...
For me.
No.
Well, let me ask the following question. Has anybody uttered the phrase in the chat room, "I'm stroking"?
They're all going, yeah. Some guy from Brazil is like, he's just freaking out.
Have these people never seen a naked... DJ before?
Well, you know what it is? It's the whole dynamics of it. It's like something new, you know? It's like, this is live. They can almost, like, touch. Mm.
But isn't John Cam always live?
Well, you know what I mean.
Oh, God. Like, it's the last thing that my self-esteem needs.
It says no way.
Oh, interesting.
But now they're shouting for John to take off his...
Yeah. Well, you know what they say. It's not the size of the boat. It's the motion of the ocean. Oh, we've got another caller. Should we put Mark on hold, or just...
You want me to hang up? I can hang up.
Well, let's see what our producer says. Our producer says maybe hang up and call back in a few minutes, or don't call back.
Call back when you become a Mark man.
Oh, all right.
But we need...
I apologize.
Our limited technology allows us to only have one caller at a time. So let's...
All right.
Let's go to the next caller, and then just...
All right, I'll keep watching.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, is the next caller on the air, please? I hear nothing. Hello, caller, are you on the air?
Well, I would like to say that if any of our listeners do have a fantasy which they think would keep DJ Pornopticon entertained, they should feel free to give us a call and lay it out for him in graphic but FCC approved detail. So, caller, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, caller. Thank you for calling.
Hey.
Did you know, how's it going?
Okay.
Isn't it great to be talking to naked people?
You know, I'm on my prehistoric web TV, and so I can't really see you as nicely as others.
I'm sorry, you're drifting in and out of audible range. You have to talk really loud and carefully into the microphone because of our very primitive technology.
I understand.
Oh, yes.
But you know what? I'd rather hear someone say they're on, someone's going to, like, slap me for this one, but I'd rather hear someone say they're on web TV than AOL, so... I can understand that, you know, it's limited, but yet it's something you plug into your TV. AOL is something you choose to do to your computer.
And web TV. perverted though it's become, really was an experiment in bringing the web to the masses.
Right, and I think it's kind of cool just for that reason.
Yeah, a noble impulse.
It's hard to write code for, but it is what it is. Yeah.
And those of us with small penises, we know that sometimes you deal, you play the hand that you're dealt.
Hey, John.
Yes.
Where are you moving to today?
Today? That is so funny. I just had dinner with my friend, John 2, as people call him on my site. He asked me the same question. I am...
John T-O-O?
John T-W-O.
Oh, I see.
All my friends are named John.
Even DJ Pornopticon? Is that his real name?
John.
I don't know where I'm moving. Atlanta and Chicago are still my top choices, but I'm kind of waiting for one of two things to happen. Either a good job offer, which could come from anywhere, or perhaps I just get fed up with everything and just leave. And in that case, I'd probably end up in Atlanta because I know Atlanta better. Where are you?
I'm in Cleveland.
Oh, not coming there.
I know.
I mean, no offense to Cleveland, but I'm not coming there.
And I've always wanted to know, with all your millions and millions of fans, why aren't you married, man?
Well, you know, I'm
I mean, we see you having fun, and we know you have fun with quite a few. No marriage, man?
Well, I'm not going back to the airport metaphors, but, you know, two people just have to hook up in the right way, and it just hasn't happened yet. I'm certainly open to it.
Sometimes it's a matter of time. Sometimes it's a matter of fate.
I thought you were going to move to New York.
Sometimes fate makes
the I would happily move to New York.
After that weekend.
Well, it's really confusing because, like, I have, like, my own, like, 16 voices of Sybil in my head.
I see.
And then I log on and get my email, and then I get 29 more voices. So it's really hard.
For a total of 35?
Yeah.
Sweet sassy molassy.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, I'm so glad you called.
What about me? I'm here stroking naked.
And you know what? It's true.
Where's the love? Where's the love for DJ Pornopticon?
I do not stroke to John.
I would have taken my pants off. I would have taken my underwear off before, but I was just scared I'd get an erection in front of Corey, but...
DJ Pornopticon is my
preference.
Yeah, I know, but they picked a name I can't pronounce, so I'm just calling him by the name that I remembered. That's from last time I was here.
Okay, DJ Pornopticon, do we have your permission to abbreviate your name to DJ Porn?
How about DJ P?
DJ P?
Yeah, that works for me. Or you can call me John, since all your friends are John. I'd like to be.
Okay, this would be John 5.
Your friends. John what? John Porn?
John 5.
John five.
You only have four friends?
I might mention I'm also wearing a ring this evening.
A ring?
I don't know if the other word is you're able to say on radio.
Dot, dot, dot.
No. Yeah.
Can you say C, dot, dot, dot?
A rooster ring.
Ring?
Yes.
A penis ring.
Yeah, a penis ring.
So, interesting. So this is a device, a metal band that goes around your penis and your testicles in order to... What, bring the whole package forward?
Yeah, I was always told it was for her pleasure. Clearly, I've been misinformed.
No, it's for boys and men and straight people and everybody, and they're fun.
But what function is it performing for you right now?
Well, I wore it with the strap this evening because, it helps to lift and...
Separate.
Thank you. It just pushes it all up front, that's all.
I see. Maybe that's what I need to enhance my somewhat disappointing package. Interesting.
True, it's technology. Technology is the answer.
But I don't want to be accused of false advertising. I mean, with me, what you see is what you get. I think that's the sort of...
Where's the mystery, then? Where's the intrigue?
Interesting. Well,
these people are loving it. I know this isn't working. Do we have a call?
I don't know if your microphone's working or not, but Matilda reports that the people in the chat room are going nuts.
Oh my God.
What a surprise. People in the chat room are happy.
How many people are in the chat? Can you...
Do I remember Grisabella? I remember that.
There's
a character in
that. Do I remember Grisabella? I do remember Grisabella. I don't know why I remember that, though. I mean, can I buy a vowel, please?
They had the people in the chat room. Someday maybe I'll join them when I get a real computer.
Ah, true. You know, they're cheap now. You can get a real computer for under $500.
Oh, my God, an e-machine is so inexpensive. And all e-machines are like last year's technology. I mean, they're really good.
Like
as a matter of fact, I heard today on the radio that the top three machines are Dell, Compaq, and then E-Machines. And E-Machines are dirt cheap, so.
By sales, yes. E-Machines has revolutionized the business and taken a huge share of the sales.
I'm making my own.
that whole fort.
to puff up my genitalia here.
So, I went to Chicago, and I had a three-way.
Oh, well, caller, I want to appreciate your call, but we've got to get to the John Camp three-way story because we're actually, believe it or not, we're sort of running out of time, although my producer's signaling me and saying, what, 10 minutes or so.
Cool.
Super sexy.
Thanks, Don.
DJ, thank you. DJ, super sexy.
You are so very loved.
Thank you.
See ya.
Yeah. Well, for those of you who want Lance on camera, I'm sad to report that my failed sex change operation has left me reluctant to appear in public.
So, John Cam, in our limited time remaining, and I think we are more or less running out of time, tell us about this Chicago thing, how it happened, what was it all about?
And let me ask, do you make it a point to have a three-way in every city you're considering moving to?
Actually, I'm going to stand with my back to the camera so they can see my butt, because that's actually...
Okay. I don't make it a point to have a three-way in every city that I go to, but I do try to make it a point to have sex when I go out of town because I'm not getting any here.
Oh, so it's not so much an issue of sampling the wares so much as having a good time on vacation.
Yeah, but even in Pittsburgh, and I'm just starting to notice my own pattern, it just seems like I end up having three-way sex more than sex with one person. I can't remember the last time I made love. It's kind of like more like, hey, you want to have sex? And there just happens to be a bunch of us, and there, you know.
So it seems that your quest for Mr. Right hasn't been progressing very speedily then.
Not at all.
So I'm confused. So he has a vivid word picture, if you will. I don't want to be in. I want to be in the proper format for my shot here. So there you are. You're going to Chicago. You meet up with these guys, and.
Well, I decided I was going to have sex with them before I met them. I'm like, I don't care. It's like I'm going to have sex with them. I haven't had sex in a long time.
Do you know what they look like?
Yeah, because I'd seen their pictures from their website. Ain't technology grand.
And you thought they were pretty hot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, let me think a little bit.
I thought they were very hot. Okay. DJP is like getting into webcam.
Well, I think he's getting into his own ass.
I'm looking a little fat in the image. I'm not really sure I like that.
The camera adds 30 pounds.
Yeah, you'll get used to that.
So back to the three-way in Chicago, which we seem to keep circling over like an airliner about to run out of fuel.
Yes.
So you saw these guys, you thought they were attractive enough.
What I'm stunned about is your confidence. You decided to sleep with them before you even met them, right? Like, I mean, I could say I've decided to sleep with porn star Jenna Jameson before I've met her, and yet the odds of me actually accomplishing such a task remain vanishingly slim.
Well, I guess, we may have covered this last time when I was here. I guess maybe having the John Cam site does have some, you know, kind of built-in...
cachet.
Sure, why not? But I was actually a little frustrated because before that three-way happened...
Oh, sorry to suppress you, John, but our callers always come first as you. Even though
that's fine. No, caller, that's what it's all about.
Is the caller on the air? Welcome, caller. Are you there?
Is that me?
Yes, it sure is.
Oh, hi. I'm watching on John Cam.
Hey, welcome.
I'm from the Southwest.
Interesting. Fabulous, fabulous.
Are you guys hiring down there?
For what?
I don't know. What can you give me?
Wendy's, McDonald's.
Are you in Arizona or New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Okay.
Albuquerque?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the only city, so I was, you know.
Santa
Fe could be.
Well,
anyway, I wonder, why are you guys all sitting so far apart? There's somebody way off on the left. People stand up and turn around.
Did you see my butt? How was that for you?
I did see one before I turned off. I only have one phone line.
I think the real answer is that they're afraid to get too close to each other.
For something like this, there's no need for homophobes.
Well, if Corey and I started fornicating, then we might, like, forget to talk and there'd be no radio show.
That's right. We do have standards on the show that we have to uphold.
Well, there would still be noise. I mean, you know, people would...
I have to sort of start doing some artsy poses.
How many guys are there?
Three men and one woman.
Okay, well, see, I only see John and the guy to his left.
It's the limitations of technology, unfortunately.
Yeah, you have to tune in so we can at least see you while we hear you.
So what's your special request?
Just that I be able to see you guys and follow what's going on.
Sounds like you're in luck.
So the idea is you can only see JCL and you can't see DJ Panopticon?
No, I think I can see both DJP and John Cam.
it's the other mystery voices that they're curious about.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, it's good to have a little mystery, right? I mean, so the thing is that DJ Lance is actually the most attractive of us all. He must remain off camera for now.
Oh, well. Well, I'm interested in whatever you guys are willing to show and tell us.
Well, we have a veritable cornucopia of callers.
Hooray.
They're both on. Oh, okay. All right. So, thanks for calling. We've actually
Let me make room for some other folks.
Oh, wait. Or do we keep them on?
No.
Actually, just hang on the line, and we've got a second caller, and we can have a powerful interaction between the two callers. Is the second caller on the air?
Well,
we're having a little technical difficulty. Just hang on. Bear with us. I'll show you a little more skin, if such a thing is possible.
Well, I can't see it while I'm talking.
Oh.
I mean, short of a proctologist exam, what more do they want to see? Okay.
See, the thing is,
you guys know what a proctoscope is, don't you?
Maybe it is true that
we do what?
Do you know what a proctoscope is?
No.
This is public. This is these are the public airways.
Okay. A donkey.
So this is public. This is these are the public airways.
Okay. A donkey.
It's okay. I still don't understand it. I was here.
Oh well. Anyway.
Time for another buckshot.
Is the other caller on the air?
Hello.
Oh, hello, caller. Thank you for calling us. Did you have a question or a comment?
Me?
Yes.
No question. Just comment. Okay. I think those rocks.
What's off?
I said I think those rocks.
Ooh, it rocks. Now, when you say this rocks, are you referring to my own chiseled, fabulous, attractive body or something else?
Well, actually, that's the thing. I just had to I had to leave the computer lab, and so I can't see you guys anymore.
Oh, so were you ejected by some prudish Puritan lab monitor or something?
No, it's time to close, but it's better to be able to hear you guys anyway.
So well, since you can't see, I will tell you that DJP is facing ass backwards towards the camera. Putting the goods right up in the window, so to speak.
I see. So there's no in-studio audience?
No, we just looked around. No, there's not.
So we've got a very unflattering shot. It looks like I'm just about to receive my daily enema from the proctologist. Let me try to get something more.
I'll tell you what, let me try and sign back on and see what you guys are talking about.
You know, when I was here last time, this was a real professional organization, and John Cam has just brought them down to my level.
I don't think you've brought us down to your level so much as opened the door for the baby to walk right through. So, caller, anything else, or are you just gonna tell us that apparently not?
Okay, I guess not.
I'm sorry?
Oh, no,
you don't cut me off. Finish your sentence. I was waiting for you to stop talking.
Oh, sorry. Please continue, caller.
Oh, no. I was waiting for you.
Okay. Well, I don't have much else to say except that DJP must be pretty tired from holding that pose.
It hasn't registered.
Well, see, I can't see it, man, unless I come there.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. Those are two different things. Each sentence was very different.
Yeah, well, see, I guess I was trying to take you guys up on the offer earlier if you're on campus to come hang out.
Oh, you are on campus?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll see you outside in a few minutes.
See, don't tempt me. They call me Danger Boy for a reason.
Oh, my God, it's Danger Boy.
It is Danger Boy.
He is from Pittsburgh.
I am indeed. There's no messing around here. Sorry, I had to censor myself there.
Are we in danger from Danger Boy?
Oh, no.
No, I think Danger Boy is kind of like a sexual danger.
True.
No, not necessarily.
I mean, are we talking chlamydia or danger of giving in to our own feelings?
I would imagine giving in to, like, our own fantasy and desires.
Yeah, that kind of danger.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, erotic danger. not venereal danger.
But anyways, again, we have to land on the runway and get the full start of the three-way. I hate to crack the whip here.
And I want to plug my one-minute talk show theater before we're done, too.
Oh, please, plug away.
Well, let's get back to the sex, but just give me 1 minute to plug that at the end.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know.
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear that over here.
Matilda just reported that the folks in the chat room, who have my best interests at heart, of course, want me to meet Danger Boy Well, want us all to meet at John Cam's house.
Including me, Matilda, our producer.
Well, presumably the whole crew.
You mean tonight, like finish this over at my apartment?
And just let the chips fall where they may.
But how will we broadcast from John Cam's house?
Well, John Cam, I mean, we'll have the video broadcast, course. We just won't.
And they always fill in the blanks, believe me.
Yeah, true.
So to speak.
Yeah. Well, Danger Boy's up for it.
I get the feeling Danger Boy is up for
it. In more ways than one.
So Danger Boy, you... I have to hold this position for 30 seconds while I'm holding...
See, now I'm very frustrated that I'm missing that.
So which computer lab did you get kicked out of?
No, I didn't get kicked out. It was closing.
Oh, okay. All right, so anyway, all right, I will take the second because we're probably never going to finish the three-way story.
Oh, please.
I did just add to my site some... DJP is taking taking my shoes off with his teeth right now. I did just add to my site some real video. Mm-hmm. If you go to my index page, I know a lot of people don't enter from johncamlive.com. Please always do because I make a lot of changes. And if you enter from the main entrance, you'll always be able to catch all the new stuff. But if you go to my index 2, you'll see at the top of the page 1 minute talk show theater. And that is where I do film and interviews in a 1 minute format.
Film reviews?
Film reviews and focus. Okay. I call it 1 minute talk show theater because it gives you a lot of leeway.
Okay,
that title gives you a lot of leeway. I'm probably going to do one of DJP and the crew here before I leave.
a review of us or
just a quick 1 minute 1 minute film of you guys.
Okay.
Is it the best we can do on a family show? Oh please! These people cannot be satisfied. Look.
The air conditioning is already broken down, I have to say, and it's well over 95 degrees down here.
Oh, my gosh. So Matilda reports, I don't even know if your microphone is on, but Matilda reports that the people in the chat room are begging for more. And it's not going to happen. I mean, John and I, our relationship is primarily, it's about emotion. And without the emotion there, I don't think we're ready for the physical.
But I'm feeling the love between you two.
Well, in my case, you know, somebody else would have to commit to be with both of us, or it just wouldn't work.
Ooh, interesting.
Right here. I'm still here.
Danger Boy. Danger Man. Danger Person.
Danger Boy.
So didn't we have somebody else? Who was the other boy? Somebody else boy earlier.
Mark Boy.
Mark Boy and Danger Boy.
Why all these boys? I would think that you would attract men.
Oh, trust me, I'm a man.
Interesting.
Just a young man.
Fully functional, I assume. So
that's setting the bar rather low, Dr. Jimmy.
I have a really off-the-topic question. Am I the first person that's ever sat naked on the sofa before?
Well, DJP was naked moments ago.
Well, I mean, is this the first time anyone's ever been naked on this?
Well, probably not. I mean, I don't know. On the air, off the air? I mean, sure.
I suspect many 19-year-old and 20-year-old college student couples have enjoyed carnal pleasures on these couches.
I just wonder if they were clean, that's all.
You can pretty much smell the love on the cushions of this couch.
It has gone a little rancid.
Wow.
So, our producer's nodding especially knowingly, as if there's something she can't tell us.
Yeah, okay, so we're discussing the Blair Witch Project, right?
The Blair Witch Project? I'd love to hear about the Blair Witch Project before.
No, we will not hear about the Blair Witch Project.
The Chicago Threesome.
Oh, the Chicago Threesome, that's right.
Aren't they still in jail? trust me, listeners, you don't want me on the couch, you want DJ Don Pablo.
So the chat room people, the trashy chat room people want DJ Don Pablo to join us on the couch for some kind of international threesome. There are some places even I won't go. Let's launch into the threesome.
Let's land the jet
while there's still sufficient electrical power to transmit our signal.
So, John Cam, please take it away.
The Chicago threesome.
Yes.
So I contacted nakedtony.com and partner. Everybody that I know has a .com after their name. I'm sorry, but it's
just be your name. Like, hi, I'm nakedtony.com.
Well, we in our own dialogues, we refer to John as John Cam.
Yeah, and to me as, you know, smallpenis.com. I wonder that's taken.
But it was fun. I mean, it was a great... The only thing is, I always end up, it seems, having a threesome rather than making love to one person. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
There are worse fates, indeed.
There are worse fates. But, you know, to be honest with you, I feel empty when they're over with, so...
Really? Yeah. Shouldn't there be twice as much love?
Yeah, there should be twice as much love, and I always walk away empty.
Oh, what's the problem, do you think? Is it just...
I guess because there's no actual... Usually it's myself and two people that are already a couple.
Ah, okay.
So if I were, like, with someone and we picked up a third person as a couple, I would probably feel more, or not as a couple, but picked up somebody as the third person, I would probably feel more fulfilled.
True, but right now you feel used, like a living fantasy is not expected to have feelings.
I don't feel used. I just feel empty. It's like, okay, we did it. What was that all about?
Wow. Interesting. Well, as I've pointed on the show, probably.
But I can't. It's like potato chips. I can't stop.
as I pointed out on the show, you know, 100 times, I actually find that my mood before the sexual act and after, it's like night and day. So, for example, before I actually have my climax and my orgasm, all kinds of things seem really interesting to do. Like, yeah, go ahead, drip hot candle wax on my genitalia. You know, go ahead, prod me with that cattle prod. And afterwards, I'm like, you know, oh my God, do I have no sense of self-respect or dignity?
How am I going to hide these electrical burns?
What am I doing? Why am I broadcasting my naked body on the internet? What was I thinking? And I'm just wondering if that's part of the if that's part of what you're feeling. You know, after the sexual act is complete,
you're saying in any male completion of the male sexual act, there's an inevitable sense of being drained, of being different.
Well, I think that's a whole different thing. Oh, yeah, okay. I think yes, that's true. But for, I don't know how DJP feels, but as far as I feel, I think I'm looking for Mr. Right someday. Okay. And I'm not planning on it being a totally monogamous relationship. Yeah. I don't want it to be both of us picking up people every night, but I want someone that I can, like, walk away with and leave the third person, and they can go their own way.
So what I'm hearing here is that these threesomes that you just can't stop partaking of are distractions, very enjoyable distractions, but distractions nonetheless.
Yeah, that's a very good way of putting it. Mm-hmm. Very enjoyable distractions.
They'd like to know, Corey, are you hard?
Am I hard? I had better not be. No, I am entirely flaccid.
Well, weren't you hardened by your years in the big house?
I see what you mean. Yes, emotionally, you know, as you point out, my years in the big house did indeed drain me of everything that I thought was beautiful and tender in my life. And while I learned a lot...
How to make knives out of...
That's right.
Bed springs.
Exactly. You know, how to make a jib, I think we call them.
Shiv.
Shiv.
Oh, they're screaming for oral sex.
Look, you know, if we had a dime for every time somebody said that on this program.
Phones ringing off the hook. By the way, so it actually is, I mean, as much as I would like to let this run all night, it is getting time to close down the program. So in our last 5 minutes or so, we should really experience the closure that will make this this show complete. And
are you suggesting orgasm?
Well, no, not yet. I mean, I think
not yet.
So actually, I'll ask this question: like, John, if you think you and I did have a sexual encounter, would it be on camera or off? Should our first interaction be private, just between ourselves, or should it be for the millions of internet listeners that?
I guess it would depend on how much we had to drink.
Mm.
Because I might, like, take you home, and we start getting all hot and heavy, and you might, like, pull... Because when people come over to my house for the first time, and they see that camera running, they really start going, because you actually got naked before I did tonight, even here in the studio.
I'd like to point out that right here in the studio with me, we have perhaps two of Pittsburgh's most sexual extroverts, John Cam in the visual domain, and DJP in the audio domain. And what an act of delicious romantic irony it would be for them to consummate their love in private.
Like,
that's brilliant.
Moon the audience, both of you at the same time.
These people, these chat room...
What do they want right now?
Here's what I will promise the chat room audience. When we sign off the show, our final visual image will be both John and me mooning the camera. We'll just stay in that position. But it's a little bit awkward because we can't both service the microphone and moon the camera simultaneously. But
did you say service the microphone?
at the end, we'll provide,
we'll provide you.
I guess.
Now, straight men can be serviced as well. I just wasn't sure what if that's what they really meant.
So, I have to ask a question. I noticed a lot of the shows, when you archive them on the internet, they have titles. What would the title for the show be? What would an example title be?
Geez, you know, this one gives us the most raw material of any show in recent memory.
So actually, I actually have an idea for this. Yeah. As you know, when Senator McCarthy, you know, was doing the whole sort of communist witch trials back in the 50s, and there was this beautiful moment in court when somebody asked him, you know, when he had done something particularly egregious. I think he had brought somebody into court and tried to ruin some young intern's career by accusing him of communism, even though there was no evidence for it. Somebody asked him, you know, "At long last, sir, have you no shame?" And I think I think that's the perfect accusation to make on this show. And so,
what our audience has long suspected, they now know is true.
Exactly, my self-destructive career, you know, I've just lost the vice presidentship of, you know, Coca-Cola because I'm displaying my all too feeble penis for thousands of internet listeners.
Has DJ 2000 No Shame? No. That's the title.
They say it's getting boring. You really need to kiss.
Please. All right. So
I'm just relaying the message.
Don't they understand that words can be as arousing as actions?
So if you have a final comment to share, we will close with that, because I think it really is time to close the show. If you have a final comment or a little vignette to share, otherwise we'll just kind of shut down.
No, the only thing I really wanted to plug this time was my new one-minute talk show theater, and I've already mentioned that, so please log on to www.johncamlive.com, read my diary, watch one-minute talk show theater, and then hit the camera, because there's more going on than just a live camera in my house.
Really, I mean, you're not just a guy with a cam. You are a poet, an artist, a celebrity, a human being with feelings, loves, ambitions, hopes, and fears.
Okay.
So,
On that note,
I want to thank you all for listening. I want to thank our fabulous, fabulous internet listeners for joining in.
Those who'd like to send in a donation to getting them a hotel room may send it in care of WRCT Pittsburgh.
Potential employers.
Care of my post office box on my website.
As always, please check our website, which is, well, John Cam's website, of course, is John Cam Live. Wait, www.johncamlive.com. The show's website is, of course, sex-talk.org. The dash is very important. Thank you all for listening. Thanks for a great show. And good night.
Good night, everybody.